It's time now on WNCW for this week's Friday Feature Interview of the Week. I'm your host, Paul Foster. The spotlight this week is on the Charlotte Folk Society, and my guest this morning is Society Board Member Mary Shumway. Mary, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for being with me. Provide us with some history about the Charlotte Folk Society.
Yes, the Charlotte Folk Society is 39 years old. The society grew out of a class that was given at CPCC on folk music, which brought together music lovers here in Charlotte. The group formed an association, which they named the Charlotte Folk Society. The Charlotte Folk Society decided early on that their mission would be to promote the ongoing enjoyment and preservation of traditional and contemporary folk music, dance, craft, and lore. We strive to bring events to our members and the community that match up with this mission. We do that by providing concerts and participatory events for our members.
Mary, I have to ask you this. How were things different for the organization last year due to the pandemic?
Well, since all of our events are live and participatory, the pandemic really shut us down completely. We had to cancel all of our programming. And for a while, we just thought we'd wait it out. But later in October, we were able to organize an event that was outdoors. We held a concert that was given by Darren and Brooke Aldridge, and it was attended by 150 people. So we were thankful to start back with our programming outdoors. Then we decided that we would try to do a virtual event, and we chose our youth showcase to do that, and we will be presenting that today on Friday through YouTube.
Yeah, that was going to be my next question, was of course to say we're into a new year and the society's getting ready for some events, and it starts as early as this evening with the youth showcase. Tell us a little bit more about where that event will originate from, its starting time, and how people can be a part of it.
We are doing the Charlotte Youth Showcase with the Evening Muse, which is a music club here in Charlotte. Thanks to the Evening Muse, we were able to film and record each of our acts, and then we will present them tonight virtually. The show will begin tonight at 7:30, and there's a link to the show on our website, which is at folksociety.org.
Mary, looking down the road, the Charlotte Folk Society, of course, is planning other various events, and I understand, like going back to a few months ago, these will be outdoor events. So what can you tell us about what's in the planning stages as of right now?
We have two events planned for this spring. On April 25th, we will present the band Special Consensus. It will be on Sunday, and it will be at the Ann Springs Close Greenway. And we will also have a concert on May 16th, which will feature the Barefoot Movement, and that will also be at the Ann Springs Close Greenway.
This is the Friday Feature from WNCW, our conversation right now with board member of the Charlotte Folk Society. Mary Shumway continues as we talk about this society that's been around for close to about 40 years now and still presenting programs, and like so many organizations out there, is trying to continue their tradition and offerings the best way they can during what's been, of course, a difficult time during the pandemic. Mary, I understand your organization is always open to new members. Is that right?
That's right. Our membership is an annual membership, and we are currently starting our New Year's membership drive. There's information, again, on our website to become a member. Being a member has a benefit that you will receive our monthly newsletter. And in the newsletter, we list all of our happenings and events. We also list things from other organizations that we think our membership would be interested in. We have an association with the Charlotte Contra Dancers, Tosco Music Party, and other like organizations.
And I think it's wonderful that your society is keeping the tradition of folk music and presenting it to new people more than anything else. The folk music that many of us think of going back to the late 60s and into the 1970s and more contemporary artists that have come along. Who are some of your favorite artists in the genre, by the way?
Well, I'm a real fan of old time and bluegrass and Celtic. I'm also have been a big fan of attending Merle Fest, where every year I see someone new. I love, of course, the two bands that we will be presenting this spring, Special Consensus and Barefoot Movement. I'm also a fan of the Steel Wheels, Old Crow Medicine Show, Steep Canyon Rangers, Gillian Welch. Just, I love it all. I really do.
It almost sounds like you went over a WNCW playlist of many of the artists that we present here and are part of that as well. Well, before we wrap up our conversation together, if someone would like to know more about the group and they'd like to reach out to you folks, how could they do so?
The best way is through our website, and you can find us at folksociety.org. That's really probably the very best way to get a hold of us. There's contact information, membership information, and there's information on our latest offerings at our website.
And of course, let's remind the audience again that the Charlotte Folk Society Youth Showcase, taking place live this evening and being shown virtually, begins at 7:30 p.m. from the Evening Muse, and that will be on YouTube. Is that correct?
That's right.
It's been a pleasure to talk with you, Mary, about the Charlotte Folk Society, continued success in the future, and thanks for being with us on the Friday Feature.
Thanks, Paul. I enjoyed it.
Before concluding, let me also include this about the Charlotte Folk Society. They offer a scholarship program. Anyone interested should go to their website to get the full details. And also another wonderful thing they do is that they have an instrument lending library. Just some of the great things provided by the Charlotte Folk Society. A reminder that past Friday Feature interviews of the weeks you've heard on WNCW are also available as a podcast. That's on our website at wncw.org. Enjoy your weekend. I'm Paul Foster.